try again.
It's 8 o'clock on the East Coast. I'm Chip Gibson, a tree hugger, and you're listening to Kayak Fishing Radio. And it's Thursday night, and we're here again, and folks are filing in, and we're just going to have a good time tonight. Let me go ahead and tell you who's on the phone, and Rob's listening in, so he can pipe in anytime he wants. But I've got Andy from the Milk Crate, and Alan from the Milk Crate. I don't know if you guys paid attention, but we put out the word and posted it up. But the past week, the Milk Crate ran some little articles on the hosts of Kayak Fishing Radio, and they did a great job, and we appreciate it. So I thought we'd turn the tables on them tonight and bring them on to live radio. So Andy, Alan, you guys are live. Say hello to the crowd.
Hey there, Andy here.
Hey, you mean right now?
Hey, this is Alan. How you doing?
Oh, I could turn them off too. So, guys from the Milk Crate, and we're going to say hi to the folks in the chat room. We've got Big Fly Reel. Push the Skype button. I pushed the Skype button, man. Try it again. Greg Becker, he's out of Tampa. We got LGB in the house. He's out of Charleston. A couple of guests in there. Hey, guests, if you want to interact in the chat room, use your Facebook login to log into the chat room. It's the easiest way to do it. And then just hit refresh when you come back to Kayak Fishing Radio. But we got Maniac, which is Stuart Venable, Mark Lozier, Red Raider from Texas. There's Chuck, R. Lee, Sean Russell, Miss Lozier, Chris, our Tuesday night hosts, and Matt is with us here on Buzzard. So, Andy, Alan, tell us about the Milk Crate, man. How long have you been doing that?
We've been at it since, November of last year, so still pretty young, pretty fresh, and getting it all figured out. But, we're excited, and it's growing more than we ever thought, so it's been fun.
That, doesn't it? Did I lose you?
I'm there, sorry. Bad connection, I guess. Let me move.
That's all right. So, Alan is the publisher, Alan. And so where are you at in California, Alan?
I'm in the Bay Area. I live in San Jose.
Okay, cool. And Andy, you're in Portland, right?
Yeah, I'm in a suburb, Beaverton, but same kind of thing.
In the suburb. So, it's and you guys been kayak fishing for how long?
Yeah, I've been kayak fishing for, since about 2003. So that makes it about 9 years now.
What was your idea behind? I mean, I like the idea with the Milk Crate, you know, what's in your Milk Crate. That's kind of a cool line that you carry through all of your interviews and stuff. But, Alan, as the publisher, I mean, whose idea was it? Both of you? Did you get together on it? How did it come about?
Well, it's been an ongoing question in our minds as to what the kayak fishing lifestyle is. And, we interact quite a bit in the Northwest Kayak Anglers online forum, and that question gets kicked around a lot. Surfers sort of have their lifestyle. It's been going on for decades now. And we've been kayak fishing for a while and just kind of wondering, you know, this is a lot of fun. There's a lot of people doing it. What's it really about? What is it that drives people to kayak fish? What is it that day in and day out they keep coming back and doing it, and the excitement just keeps growing every week, every month, every year? And it keeps coming back to that question, what is the kayak fishing lifestyle? And Andy and I sort of, if you're a member, but it's called the Chum Bucket. And that was sort of Andy's creative outlet, so to speak. And through his writings there, that's sort of how we got into this mode of, well, there's more to write about than just Andy's musings on the world. We just got sort of clicked in that interaction, and one thing led to another. And then again, the Milk Crate was born.
Very cool. So how do you decide who you're going to...
Yeah. I would say that we're still searching, and to place a definitive label on it would be premature at best. I think it's so all-encompassing and so dynamic and changing that's a really tough question. And
diverse is not even a good enough word.
Right. It's a wide spectrum of people and happenings and microcultures, and it's very hard. And I think the only thing that we could say is that there's people that really love what they do, and that's about as specific as I could probably get and probably will ever be able to get, because a lot more folks are joining in, and it's permeating into all sorts of nooks and crannies of the world.
There's been a couple of themes that are coming out, and I wouldn't say they've yet defined the lifestyle, but they keep reoccurring. So, you know, random people meeting on the internet, forming communities, getting together, enjoying it. I mean, that every issue we do, that keeps coming up over and over again. I met all these cool people, and now we hang out. that is definitely a theme that keeps coming back over and over again. The other theme, which is kind of obvious, is we've all heard it before. We're the captains of our own ships. So there's a certain amount of independence, but we're still tied together with this need to express it with other people, but in our own individual senses.
I would add to that, too, sort of unrestrained passion. And one of the main questions we ask is, tell us about your best day on the water. And no matter how proper and prim the rest of the interview is, that question is guaranteed to generate a free-form, almost stream-of-consciousness response, where that experience that they're writing about is so imprinted on them that they have to get it out and tell the story and share it with us. And time and time again, we see that. And I think it's just a really, really neat indicator of the...
First Landing State Park, Virginia Beach. I think all the cabins are taken by now. And everybody's going to show up, and we're just going to fish. We've got folks like Rob Choi and Kayak Kevin and Chad Hoover from Kayak Bass Fishing Challenge is going to show up, maybe bring Mo Bass along. So we've got that coming up. So we've got it all down in here. Is that the best voice you could hire for that? That was Steve Chapman, by the way, from Fishing Florida Radio.
That's in Portugal or
in Madeira, yeah. Yeah. I'd like to interview him just because, you know, Paul Watson is his name. Because he's out there trying to do something cool, break some records on some big fish.
Right. And, you know, those guys over in Hawaii, they're just off the chain over there.
Yeah, in fact, we did a spread on the Hawaii guys, the Aqua Hunters, and had four of them in for an interview. And those guys, they have a passion. They like to talk about it. They like to write about it. They like to spread that passion. So they were a fun set of interviews, and certainly we'll go back there because there's a lot of other people in the islands that we'd love to get on.
I want to go out there and in my interview with you guys, I want to fish with Dave Elgus and the boys over on Christmas Island there. That was just insane.
Yeah, it was. I was there.
Oh, there. We'll give it first hand. Oh, man.
Fishing, lots of fish. Definitely a trip worth doing. In fact, they're out there right now on another trip.
Oh, they're on this second trip?
Yeah, right now, Dave's out there with seven clients. And they just got out there probably, it was just 2 days ago they flew out and for the whole week.
So how did they get the kayaks out there?
Oh, that was a feat in itself. There's only one flight into Christmas Island a week, and then there's booking trips.
That's awesome, man. One of these days I'm going to get out there because some of those GTs were just insane. I mean, just monsters. And then my experience going across the Pacific, we landed in Wake Island and the airplane broke and we were stuck there for about a week. And it was really brutal because I had nothing smaller that I could gin up than a huge boat rod. And the lagoon was just...
There's a bridge that goes over between Jay Bay and where the airport is. And lots of structure there. Lots of fish caught out of there. All I got to say is there was a lot of bluefish caught. And, really what I wanted to do is run you guys down the leaderboard for Jay Bay and kind of give you that aspect. And first place on the open tournament, which was striped bass, was 38.5 inches.
Nice.
And first place on the fly division was a 30-inch bluefish.
Wow.
And first place on the junior division was a 33-inch bluefish.
From the junior?
And then... they actually have an electric kayak division for the J-Bay tournament, and that was a 32-inch striped bass. And then the Grand Slam, which was one bluefish, one weak fish, and one striped bass, all totaling up, was 95.5 inches. That's a great 2.5 days of fishing. But...
It is days, right? You start off on fishing on Friday, Saturday, and then half a day Sunday?
Half a day Friday.
Okay.
Full day Saturday, and half a day, I believe this was the 12th year for the Jamaica Bay Tournament, something like that.
I seem to be having some issues here with bandwidth, but it's interesting they have a electric. Has there always been an electric kayak division?
The electric kayak division actually started last year.
Okay.
And they actually didn't log any fish last year. But there was a lot of fish in the bay this year. It was a good time. And
I'm much more of a minimalist, and I've even been known to fish from a surfboard and take a rod and a backpack of gear. But I'm very curious about it and how it all plays into the greater scheme of things.
Right. I mean, you see the guys in the Hobies and the Mariners, you know, with their pedals and, they're different than us, the sit on tops, the sit insides, and now we got electrics. I think part of it is, it's a kind of a keep it simple, kind of process, and you start putting all that other stuff together, I guess, you can get another $15,000 boat if you want, right?
In fact, what we see more out here on the West Coast, we don't see very many electric kayaks out here on the West Coast, but what we're seeing more of are sailing kayaks.
We had there. It's perfect for trolling. He was probably moving 4 to 5 knots. You could release the sail to, take less wind and troll at that perfect speed.
Very
so I just had to put that in there because I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, but, those kayak sailor kits are pretty cool. They're actually made out in Oregon in the gorge area of the Columbia River. And I've talked to those guys a few times. And they have a pretty interesting product, something I've been taking a look at myself.
Yeah, I mean, they really seem decent. I've seen this guy pulling full wind with it, and he was moving 5 knots easily. You have to paddle to keep yourself in the wind, but It keeps it perfect, perfectly straight. It's got kind of like a two keels on the side, which you can move around to shift you around. And you can move your rudder with it if you have a rudder. It's definitely a cool setup.
Interesting. That's so you know the electric guys are going to have solar panels out on the front and back decks of their boats, right?
Well, you gotta that work for when there's no wind, but that sailor kayak, that's pretty cool. You can collapse that thing and fish, and then put it up when you want to move. And if it's windy out, you don't really have to paddle much. I thought it was quite amazing.
I don't know how good it would with not having too much of a keel. You know, how close could he go to the wind? I mean, or was he just always running with the wind?
No, he definitely go
zigzagging against
the wind. Yeah, they have a couple of, I don't know if they're sideboards, daggerboards, lee boards, something like that go down on each side of the kayak.
So yeah, exactly. That's what it is. It's a sideboard. I don't know what it is, but it's kind of like a rudder right on the sail.
Okay. Cool.
That holds you.
YakAngler.com. There's a great article review on sailing a Hobie Pro Angler, which is probably just about like sailing a clipper ship from the Tierra, from the size of that boat. But it's a great article about sailing the boat. So keep your eyes on YakAngler.com. This past weekend, the Tampa Bay chapter of the Heroes on the Water had our first large scale event. We've had some challenges in getting the word out to the right people, but we were able to do that this past few weeks, and it made a little bit of challenge for landing because it was putting out about a 1.5 to 2 foot swell right back at the landing. We had a little breaking white water there, which made a couple of the landings a little entertaining. But it was a great event. A good time was had by all. It's a terrific opportunity for folks who are supporting the event to give back, both the folks on the shore and the folks out with the vets. We've got two more events coming up scheduled 2 weeks apart. On June 2nd, we've got an event at Fort DeSoto, and I believe we've already got 9 or 10 confirmed Wounded Warriors set up for that. And 2 weeks after that, on the 16th, we're set for E.G. Simmons Park in Southern Hillsborough County, which is where I started kayak fishing when I got to Florida a year and a half ago. Some great water in both places, both beautiful places to fish, and we're really looking forward to keeping this momentum going. With Heroes on the Water, and this is from what I'm told, as with any other event like this, or had the pleasure of fishing with, their first kayak fishing experience was they rented a couple kayaks and got out in one of the passes on an outgoing tide, and they had some less than comfortable moments trying to figure out whether or not they'd be making it back to shore. They'd have to be popping smoke to get somebody to come pick them up in a bigger boat to get them back. But they were a little bit nervous about the idea of going out, but we made sure we showed them a good time, and they certainly had a great time. So I know there were other events this past weekend, a little tiny plug. Kilcliff will be throwing some product along to help sponsor these events and to help generate some interest out there in the community as well. So we're looking forward to that for the next two events.
Awesome, man. And that's a great update. And I have been trying to get a picture of the Kilcliff monster truck that's here in Atlanta. I see it.
Very nice.
As I go to work. Matt, you guys got something coming up in Jersey there, don't you?
Indeed, we have the fifth annual kayak floop tournament. It's run with the Point Pleasant Elks Lodge up here in Jersey. It's a boaters and kayak tournament, but there's a separate kayak division. It's a huge tournament. The boaters have over 350 registered generally, and their Calcuttas run from $30,000 to $40,000. And our kayak tournament, our Calcuttas last year, I believe, were $300 to $500, something like that. But, we had a great turnout last year, 56 anglers. We're hoping for over 100 this year since the sport is growing.
And is it to benefit any charity like COW or something like that? Or?
Yeah, this year actually. And also this year we're going to have right in front of our tournament headquarters, so we're going to have fully rigged kayaks for the boaters to see, which I think will work out because I'm taking my CUDA. I'm putting it up on the stands because every year all the boaters come by and are very interested in our kayaks. So we'll see how that works out.
From our boondoggles. This past President's Day. We were trying to get in the water, and all the people that come down and say, yeah, look at this, and how do you got that rigged, and what do you do with this, you know? And it's pretty cool. Folks just like looking at it, and you make a lot of friends and get some people turned on to the sport. So, well, that's about
kind of schedule right now, and that may change. Normally, we do one interview a day for the first 4 or 5 days of the every 2 week period, but that may grow in frequency as this thing gets bigger. So, stay tuned.
Cool. And if somebody's listening to the podcast and they want to find the Milk Crate, where do they find that at?
It is the themilkcratemag.com, or a simple Google, as I do often, of the Milk Crate magazine. It'll take you right there.
Awesome. And you guys got a Facebook page also?
Yeah, it's on there, and maybe sometime we'll get the Google Plus going too. So, and we can always be reached via the contact information on the main site. So if you have a suggestion or something you want to see, shoot us a line.
I saw you guys interacting there in the chat room. I think it's always interesting to see the kids thing might be a real interesting concept there. It's always about getting new kids involved in the sport. So, but again, appreciate it. I know Rob has been editing his video down in Tampa there. Matt, thanks for joining us. Chuck has been pretty quiet. Chuck, you got anything to add before we close it out for tonight?
I just want to thank the guys from Milk Crate for doing a heck of a job, man. Those interviews are great, and appreciate all the exposure those guys gave, not just myself, but everyone from Kayak Fishing Radio, and keep up the good work with that. We'll definitely have to be in touch on the kiddos thing. I think that'd be really cool. Yeah, I will, for sure. This Sunday is my oldest son, Trey's third birthday. Trey and I, and hopefully Charles Sr., will be hitting the water on the Mosquito Lagoon in search of a birthday redfish for Trey.
Trey's,
for those of you, go ahead.
Trey's Trey, right?
Trey is will be three, yes. Trey,
yes,
is,
Trey's Trey.
Yeah, Trey's Trey. And very good. And for those of you that know my son or have, you know, followed me at all on Facebook, you know that this little guy is like, I think he's worse off about fishing than I am. He'll be three, as I said. He's already caught a small tarpon on a fly rod. He's got trout on a fly rod. He's caught redfish and trout both on spin, bass and brim. And every opportunity he has, he plays in the kayaks and talks about kayaking. And for the last 3 weeks, it's all I've heard about for his birthday is going kayak fishing with daddy to catch a redfish. So look for that. It'll be awesome.
All right, man. So, Mr. Becker, any shots?
No, good. As all far right. as shots for the weekend, you mean?
Yeah. Anything coming? I mean, so you got a couple more how things coming up?
Got a couple more how things coming up. I am